Yes, I.
Yo. This is Dr. Allie Evans welcoming you to Light on Health, a show where we shine the light on a full spectrum of topics that affect your health and that of our entire community. My guest today is Linda Lawson, and we are going to be talking about energy hygiene. And yes, we will explain what that means. So, Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And do you want to just tell us a little bit about just who you are and what you do in our community? And I know you're fairly new to our community.
I am fairly new, and I'm loving it, by the way.
What's not to love? It's sunny every day and beach days.
Okay. Well, if you're a water person and a nature person, this is the place to be.
That's right.
But I love the small community feel as well.
Yeah.
My study and experience has been in the field of beginning self-mastery. It's been self-mastery, but beginning is where I actually work with other people. And at the beginning is energy hygiene. And it seems like maybe that's something I don't know about, but, you know, I was thinking about it on the way here today, and there's plenty of experience already with people focusing on, you know, anytime you focus on where you want to go, you might be at a certain place, you know, in your own development, say as an athlete.
Right.
And you want to, win a marathon or at least, you know, get done with it.
That's right.
You're visualizing where you want to go. So it's taking maybe a lethargic or a person who isn't believing that they can do that and applying, okay, enthusiasm, you know, perseverance, you know, seeing yourself a different way. Energy hygiene means that you're clearing whatever's in the way from you functioning at your best potential for who you are at that moment. Yeah. And there's always going to be a better and better version of yourself the more you practice and the more you do it.
So. And clearing away those cobwebs that get in between you and that vision you have of you that you're talking about.
Right. You might have most people who, you know, come to the classes, they already have sensed that there's a bit more to, you know, the story of what's happening with me than I can actually see, but I don't know what it is. And they somehow resonate with those words because we don't put out like really intense descriptions. We got like three sentences we can use, you know.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, and something you said to me, which I just love. Tell me, Linda's been teaching at Clatsop Community College energy hygiene classes.
Right.
Tell me the description again that's under in the course catalog.
Oh, well, the question is how would it be if you haven't showered for years?
Right.
What would that be like?
That's right. You know? And most of us, you would say, are kind of walking around with layers and layers of energetic gunk.
Debris.
On us. Debris.
That's, right.
Yeah.
Unresolved things that we decided we didn't want to look at. You know, I feel like I'm the best case for doing energy hygiene. You know, if you read my bio, oh my God, I can't believe it's the same person. You know, you don't even look the same. I'm so struck by seeing people who have been practicing for years because it's not something, okay, I will go to a class, take a 4-week class, and I'll be all done.
That's
you know,
right.
It's starting a way of being.
Right.
Hopefully.
Right.
So, you know, in America, we do like that quick fix. But there isn't a quick fix. You apply the same discipline that you would if you're taking a mindfulness class.
Mm-hmm.
If you're practicing, some of the Buddhist practices are similar where you're actually monitoring what's going through.
That's right.
What am I putting in? What am I taking in from my day? What am I around? Who am I around? What am I sending out?
That's right.
So there's some responsibility to take. And how is it manifesting in my life? What are my relationships like? You know, generally people who come, they have a lot of similarities with things that I've grown through, which
right.
is lovely.
Right.
Because that's the best mentoring that there is.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that it's really important to get people Just ground it in the basic things. Grounded being one.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Because there's a little bit more to it than what we normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And then to become more on a daily basis, to become more aware of what is going into your energy body. The physical body is an energy body as well. What's going in and what are you sending out? Because all of that is creating what you're going to be experiencing.
That's right. That's right. So let's unpack this idea of energy for a minute, because I know even with patients, sometimes I'll use the word energy. You know, energetically, I think that this is what's going on. And sometimes people's eyes just glass over and they're like, oh, you did it. You used the energy word. And I think, you know, we know in physics energy exists. We know it's motion,
right,
and it's heat.
Right.
And we have various forms of energy that are, we can study it, we can measure it. And even in the human, we can measure magnetic and electromagnetic energy. But yet this term has just become so loaded, I think, in our society. It's like we either believe or don't believe, even though energy exists everywhere and that human life couldn't exist without it. But how do you kind of give the, you know, you're teaching third graders, how do you give that definition of what is energy and what are we talking about when we talk about energy hygiene?
Well, first of all, third graders would probably be more open to it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Maybe we're talking to adults.
And I don't really try and teach people who aren't ready to hear it.
Sure. Right.
You know, I just had in proof of how important it is to be developmentally along, because mm-hmm. that's really objectively, that's what it is.
Right.
You haven't had enough, you haven't hit your head enough, you know, mm-hmm. to want to know more.
Right.
When you're tired of going around in circles, tired of repeating the same behavior, tired of attracting the same kind of people in your life, or not being able to move forward or find what your true heart's desire is in your life, how to walk through the ups and downs of life, which we all will have.
Of course.
How to walk through those and not be totally devastated for the rest of your life because you walked through one, you know?
Yes.
When you're tired of that, then you will start, your heart will start like prompting you to reach for more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the state people usually have come to, mm-hmm. or they're really close to by the time I meet them, because I'm at a beginning level already of where mm-hmm. what I'm sharing with people. You're in a practice where you're meeting people and they're coming to you for healing, and that's
right.
That's different. I would say to people who are repeating, seeing patterns of, because that's a real clear sign.
Yes.
Patterns of dysfunctional things happening, that either get coaching, join a group coaching situation, because those now exist. I was reading that recently, where people are doing that more.
Yeah, group coaching.
Yes,
and group,
it's an affordable uh-huh. way to do it, and it's also a very powerful way to do it, because everybody there will likely have similar issues as yourself.
That's right. And sometimes I think it puts people a little less on the spot. I mean, when we're dealing with big emotions, lots of people just want it to go away.
Yeah.
With a counselor or a therapist and having to rehash all these painful things that you really just want to go away anyway.
I find that people are find comfort in finding that, oh, well, you went through that too?
Right. I'm not alone.
Yes.
And I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So both of those. Plus, you have the advantage of learning. I get your learning.
Right.
And maybe save myself a couple steps of, I don't need to go through that.
Yeah. You can provide shortcuts to other people.
Yeah.
I was telling you before we started the interview, I was watching this movie, The Celestine Prophecy, that was based on the book that came out years and years ago. But in it, there's this scene that's kind of touching, and it just makes you think. There's a scene of a mentor and a student, and they show kind of the transfer of energy that's happening from the mentor's heart to the student. And it's just this outpouring of light coming from the mentor's heart. And someone observing it said, like, look at this. If you look at it, this mentor is just purely giving. So just giving from the heart space, and this energy is transferring to the student. But by the mentor doing that, the mentor himself is also getting all this energy, right? He's creating all this heart energy and channeling all this heart energy. But that idea, I mean, imagine how society would transform if we based it on this giving, loving energy and knowing that when you do that, you get, you know, you're creating sort of this vacuum where you're getting even more as well. But I think we do the exact opposite. I think we just try to take in, right?
Well, you just beautifully said it. I don't need to say it anymore.
Well, yeah. And that's the end of the show, people.
Thank you.
But it is true if we could only observe the energetic world, right? If we could really see what energy is transferring, even in the smallest moments, right? The guy that gets angry at the barista at the coffee shop or the person who cuts you off in traffic or...
Yeah, well, anything that you focus on, you will more and more become aware of.
Right.
You know, if you're in a state where you still need to go, like, okay, there's no read... No, I won't do that because that's political. Sorry. I won't do that. But, I blame no one. There is no blame.
Sure.
You know, the judgment thing just really is counterproductive.
Right.
That's one of the first things that you also work on. Once you start realizing there is, I am swimming in a pool of energy here, there's the judgment piece that is very, you know, critical to how far you move. How
right.
fast you move
right.
forward. And it's all in your own time. There really isn't, okay, you must be doing this by June. You need to accomplish this. You know, you accomplish what you will in your own time. It's very respectful, the whole process of, to me, of self-mastery and how I was trained and how I train others. It is very respectful of what you need. You become... It's self-mastery for a reason. You
right.
become the determiner of what, where you go.
Right.
You
and know? So really, it's kind of this idea of empowering yourself to be
it is.
Your creator in life instead
and
of being a victim.
And your own therapist eventually.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
And so do you find the commonalities, it sounds like, that you hear are, I feel stuck or I'm... In this relationship, I feel like I just left this relationship and it's a different person, but it's all the same issues coming up. Is this kind of where you find...
A lot of it is based around love.
Yeah, sure.
Love and loss. How do I get back, you know?
Right.
How do I work through this relationship? I hate that I'm in this... You know, people will say I hate this relationship. How do I... And oftentimes, once you're clearing, what you've been hating, you know, is... something that is being reflected to you.
Right. They're holding up a mirror.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It will manifest in your life.
That's right.
But it's manifesting something that you're not, you know, allowing yourself to see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's up the road. That's not, you know, those aren't beginning steps. Beginning steps is taking the shower, you know, learning
right.
to do that.
That's
you know?
Right. And yeah. I love you use the analogy of energy hygiene as flossing, like flossing your teeth.
Right. It's a daily thing that you do to clear, because whatever environment you're entering is going to have various emotions and it's thoughts. Emotions are thoughts in motion. You know, anything you give energy to, you now have any thought you give energy to, you now have an emotion with it.
Mm-hmm.
And any emotion that you're sitting and harboring, visiting a lot during the day, you're going to go back to it and manifest
right.
in your life. So,
and I know I see in practice that it shows up in physical symptoms. So
oh,
that
absolutely.
Energetic body starts to show up in the physical body, right? It goes kind of that layer deeper and we see it as symptoms and
right.
we see it as
we'll
illnesses.
We'll have a favorite, unconsciously, we'll have a favorite place that we send it to.
That's right.
And it will begin to be inflamed and break down and sometimes have to be taken out. So, you know, you can catch yourself as kind of like, I don't want to say cancer. I don't really, you know a lot about things, but
sure.
Catch it early on. The little pains will give you a clue of where you're sending
That's right.
things to. So,
and I think medicine, you know, we've gotten to the point where a symptom is kind of the body's way of holding up a flag and saying,
yeah.
pay attention to me.
Yeah.
But in modern medicine, we've gotten to the point where we just match that flag to a drug and kind of take the flag out of the hand, you know, take the flag out of the organ that's showing it to us.
Yeah, I would say people are very, very fortunate to have you because you have an eye, a vision that isn't normally there.
Right. Well, and we could travel the world and find all sorts of healers who understand that the body is more than physical or a melting pot of physical organs.
Right. Yes, but you're here, so.
Well, yeah, as are you.
And I like that.
We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Linda Lawson about energy hygiene, and we will be back. You're listening to Light on Health on Coast Community Radio. I'm talking with Linda Lawson, and we are talking about energy hygiene, about this part of us that holds on to things and puts it in places that we might not want it, and the part that gets us into these repetitive patterns and the part that makes us feel stuck. So let's talk a little bit about what we do. So we've kind of recognized that the body can get, you know, our energy does get stuck and that we need this ability to kind of shed some of it and clear out the cobwebs, so to speak. What does it look like? What does it look like day to day when people start to get a little more conscious about this and start to kind of step into the treatment of it, so to speak?
Well, one of the first steps is certainly self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, you know, after 14 years, I found putting it into a little package of how to present this at, you know, at a college community enrichment class. How do I do that?
Right.
You know, which I thought was pretty easy. But apparently, we've been really good at covering up what we don't want to see.
Oh, yeah.
And certainly I'm not talking about other people. I'm putting myself right in there.
Yeah.
You know, I was really a master at that. So, you know, there's symptoms, you know, to start being aware of. The repetitive patterns is one, the mm-hmm. dysfunctional patterns.
And when someone does recognize that, I've heard this idea before. It was a therapist who coined it, but this idea of if you point your finger at someone, that you do a U-turn. You basically flip your finger around and point it back at you.
And that's really good. That's a good, you know, if you find you, I used to pride myself on being critical and judging.
Uh-huh.
I thought I was really good at that, you know. Wow, okay, there's a good sign right there, you know.
Yes, right.
Any place where you find yourself needing to withdraw from connecting. Because as the more I clear, the more I want to be connected to life.
Hmm. Do you see that as a pattern in general? The more people clear, the more they seek those human connections, and they're open to
because
receiving.
You start to sense what the larger you is. The larger you is connected.
That's right.
The larger you is connected to a source of love that's really fabulous.
Right.
That's beyond what you can experience here.
Right.
You know, as a human.
And maybe we talked a little bit about this before the show, but this idea, you know, we look at the world has become kind of a world of trying to take another's power, whether it's through money or through, violence or through just all these ways that we try to take power because we're not getting it organically, you know, and this idea, like, why does war happen? It's all about, you know, power and taking over something else so that you have this kind of temporary sense of empowerment.
Yeah, and we certainly see, even to hear those, that's even, you know, for me to hear is even like, whoa, I know that's not good, so I'm not going to talk about that. So we don't talk about it.
That's right.
That's what we know. That's how the collective consciousness, that's how we all learn mm-hmm. to move through the world. And that's how love is often, too. The love relationship is what can I get from it. The more you become close to your higher, more evolved self, which is walking around with you every day, too.
Right.
You know,
we should maybe just stop and introduce ourselves, right?
How about an introduction? The more you want to give.
Yes, Right.
And you don't really care if it doesn't come back because what are you connected to?
Right.
The source of it.
Right.
Yeah, something larger. So you've really hit on the essence of it.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've mentioned to me before this idea of maybe taking one step more, which is first we identify and we have the courage to admit, you know, and reflect back on ourselves. But one thing you had mentioned too, which I love the idea of, is just even the simplicity of affirmations.
Affirmations, you know, are, I feel like, underrated.
Because let's tell everyone what an affirmation is.
A statement of positivity.
Yeah, yeah. Rather than I hate myself, I'm always late for work.
I'm
so proud of myself that I go to work every day and make a difference.
Right. Monitor, self-reflect in a day. What do I say to myself?
That's right.
You know, write it down, see what you say to yourself.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. It's more, for most of us, it's more the negative self-defeating talk than it is, I can, I am. The subconscious is registering all of it.
Right.
And our subconscious largely creates our experience.
Right.
So if you're wondering why you're not moving forward in something, you know, just take a little bit of time and start monitoring. The word monitor is a good one.
Yeah.
Because it really is, it's to be non-judgmental. It isn't to look at it and go, oh my God. Oh, that's awful.
Right.
Okay, so you just like made it a lot worse.
I was at I was in LA recently, and I was at a restaurant that's called Cafe Gratitude. And the whole cafe is based on affirmations. And so when you walk in, the sign says, you are loved, you are amazing, you are incredible, right on the front door. So you already walk in and you're already happy. You know, you already just, you don't care what the food is going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, they could serve you roadkill and you'd be happy.
Okay.
But then the menu, and of course the food's amazing, but the menu is, at the very top of the menu, it says, I am, in huge letters. And then every dish has some positive affirmation name. So it says, I am radiance. I am humble. I am beautiful. I am, and you order that way. So when you order your meal, you have to say, you know, if let's say you want the polenta and grilled vegetables, it's called radiant, and you have to say, I am radiant. And then the waiter says back, you are radiant. And you're like, I will give you $100 for this meal.
Okay.
Which
that,
it's not $100.
You know?
Yeah. But just that whole idea. And when I went to the restroom, you know, the mirror in the ladies' room is just these affirmations all over it. And I was sitting there thinking, like, how could anyone have a bad day who comes to work here? Even if you are.
Yeah,
you know,
because you
just
have the reminders around you. Yeah.
All the time. And it's so different than just going about normal day-to-day life in our society.
The affirmations really are for your unconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
But consciously, we can get ourselves to the point where we're functioning like that. It's
right.
The unconscious when you go to sleep or when you relax or when you withdraw, catch yourself daydreaming a lot. All of those are times when if you're not like conscious, well then, hey, subconscious will come in and take over for you.
That's right.
Happily.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you recommend that people just have something in their head that they repeat, kind of like a mantra, or that they have post-its that have these affirmations, or
all of those things
everything?
Are helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it probably depends if someone's more visual or more kinesthetic.
However it helps you. That is one of the areas that we work with at the beginning level.
Yeah.
And there are some affirmations that we share that are they're really strong ones that work for people, but really do want people to come up with what is your trigger?
That's right.
To you? And there will be more than one, usually.
Yes.
But, you know, we start with, where are you right now? What's
That's
up
right.
for you right now?
And I always tell patients, it's sort of with healing in general, no matter what kind of healing, kind of like peeling the layers of the onion to get to the core, right? And in the work you do, you're trying to get to the root cause, you know, so that you're not just seeing the same things over and over. But that idea that you only really can work on the what's here right now, which is what layer of the onion we're in right now.
Right. Yeah. As I said, it is a developmental process.
Yeah.
If you are still enjoying the win-lose kind of paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
I win, you lose, or
right.
the other way
right.
around. If you're still enjoying that, you're not ready yet.
Sure.
You know, it's just the way
sure.
it is. You know, as simple as that.
Right, right.
You know, if you're reaching for something more, then there is more. And, you know, ask your heart to show you what that is. A heart is a really powerful indicator for you mm-hmm. and guide for you.
Mm-hmm. I've heard once someone talking about how newborns are, you know, when newborn babies come into the world, they come in with the ability to grasp. So they have a grasping reflex where they can grasp with their hand. And that we come into the world with this huge desire to receive for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that life is kind of about learning to let go of that primitive reflex of grasping and start sharing, you know? And it's like, what can we do to change the world? Gosh, could it be that simple? You know, could it be just learning to give instead of take?
There is a, you know, I just experience more and more flow, even with, I don't want to say even with nature, like, oh boy,
right,
how
right.
could that happen? You know, it's been here all the time.
That's right.
My experience with nature is more and more powerful just because that is an energy, you know, nature has energy as well.
Right.
So, you can be walking around. I used to feel alone a lot. I could feel
yeah.
alone in a huge group of people. I can
right.
feel alone with the people that I feel closest to on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I can be amongst them. I have been.
Right.
And still feel alone. And it's a desperation kind of loneliness.
Sure.
You know, that is only healed by connecting with your inner self.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There isn't anything else that does that. So.
Right. So before we run out of time, tell us a little bit about what's upcoming for you and what classes people might be interested in and how people can get a hold of you if they want more information or want to learn.
Okay.
Learn your ways.
Well, coming up immediately on May 4th, we at the Healthy Hub in Seaside, we have Basic Energy Hygiene Series. It's 5 weeks, and it will have, it's heart-based. I like to say it's a heart-based
uh-huh.
approach.
Yeah.
Heart-focused approach to mentoring and coaching and moving forward. There's many paths to moving forward, so I'm not even here to say, you know, you got to do this or your life won't be right. There's
right.
many paths and you'll find what's right for you.
And so is that class open to really anyone?
It is a beginning class and
yeah.
it is open to anyone beginning
yep.
their journey.
Yeah.
Anyone that's going, I'm reaching for something more. I don't quite know what it is.
Yes.
What I see in the people that end up showing up are they're the perfect ones to be together.
Of course.
And I don't really try and control that. You
yeah.
know, I just throw it out and see who shows up, but and it develops based on what people bring to it. So,
and so that class starts May 5th.
That starts May 4th. It's Thursdays.
Or May 4th. Okay.
And it's in the evening, 6:30 to 8:30.
Okay.
It's 5 weeks, and I'm really in a given mood. So
good. Yes.
It could be packed. With
yes.
A lot of freebies and goodies.
And you also offer some online courses?
I do. I have students who do the class online.
Uh-huh.
Either their schedule doesn't work or that's more, it doesn't work for going to a live class or
sure.
whatever the reasons are, we do it online as well. And we have, they'll do the coursework on their own at their own schedule.
Uh-huh.
And then we have a weekly call.
And so if people want to find out more information, do you have a website or an email or whatever is the best way that
right.
someone could find out more information?
Well, for the Healthy Hub, if you're wanting to do that, just go ahead to that website.
Healthy Hub.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In Seaside, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if you are wanting to do it online or join a group mentoring coaching session, go to my website, which is Heart to Heart Coaching.
Heart to Heart Coaching.
Mm-hmm. And it's a number two.
Oh, number two. Okay. Mm-hmm. Heart to Heart
mm-hmm.
Coaching.org.
Right.
Okay. That's great. Anything else upcoming? Are you now you've finished teaching a class at Clatsop or you are in the middle of it?
We have finished a session.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will that be happening again?
I will offer it again.
Great.
In September. We'll see if it happens again.
Okay. Well, thank you for all the work you do. And we're lucky to have you in our community. So stay put. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for welcoming. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I'll see if I can get you as my doctor.
Yeah. You've been listening to Light on Health with my guest, Linda Lawson. And it's my hope that we've enlightened and empowered you to take one tiny step forward towards your own radiant health. Have a great month. Bye, guys. Bye, guys. Bye, guys.